This is Racer Radio on AM 1170, The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. This is Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
I'm Dave. She is
Michelle. And I'm Michelle.
Exactly. And this segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection, 6622 University Avenue in San Diego. Carburation, fuel injection, all done in-house. Stan's the man. He works on just about all the other carburetor shops that have problems. I'll send their stuff to Stan. He also does fuel injection and works on distributors. If you're a classic car owner and you want to keep that car original, Stan's got all the parts and pieces to make that happen. And if not, he can definitely turn you on to somebody that can. San Diego Carburetor. Go to sdcarb.com. sdcarb.com. Okie dokie. Well, I don't know if anybody had a chance to watch the highlights of the NASCAR race last night in, I think they were in Kentucky. But let me tell you what, if you get an opportunity to just watch the last, I don't know, 10 laps, even though the whole race was awesome, the Busch brothers went at it like cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, that Kyle Busch is not a good loser. The last time him and his brother went toe-to-toe, he won, and he was totally okay with it. But when his brother won, and his brother was said, you know what? He could have pushed me into the wall, and he didn't do it. But, man, knocking and banging, it was probably one of the best finishes at Kentucky Speedway I've seen in a long time. And they're using this new grippy stuff now. I don't understand. I guess they're doing it in turns, going into turn one and two and three and four. And you can see it. It's just a big, huge black, you know, like a spray, sticky stuff. I think it's the same type of stuff they use at NHRA.
So,
But, oh, my gosh, it was just crazy. I mean, and I was listening to NASCAR coming in, and they replayed the last 10 laps again. So, yeah. So that was quite interesting. And, boy, I tell you, the young kids coming up through the ranks, of course, we get them at Paris, and we get them at Paris Auto Speedway and Barona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you were at the races last night, right?
Yeah, I was really surprised you were there. I heard from one of the racers, they're like, oh, yeah, we saw Dave at the check-in. And but I didn't want to go out there until it got cooled off. So I didn't go until almost 7.
MG. 105 degrees.
Yeah, it was 100. I was talking to Shelley, you know, Woldridge when I was out there, and she said it was 100 and something on the, you know, on the track.
And that's a wet track. That's a wet track.
Yes, and it was wet. And so, yeah, Shelley said it was pretty crazy when they were all getting all, you know, everybody was getting loaded and ready to do the qualifying. Oh, boy. So,
amazing.
Yeah, it was hot, but as soon as the sun went down, there was a nice breeze. Mm-hmm. I was comfortable. It wasn't bad at all.
Yeah.
As long as you kept your cold water handy.
Yeah, I would think so. But, yeah,
it was a nice crowd. They had a good group of people. There was tons of kids. They did you see how they had the racers all come out on the front straight at the intermission, you know, between qualifying and the main? And they had all of them out there with their candy, and they were signing everything and giving away stickers.
That's
and
so
the
cool.
kids, it was like lifting up a rocket. All these kids came out. It was awesome.
That's
so
awesome.
You know, I was just making my way around. I talked to AJ Bender's family. He was out there. He's from San Diego. They live in Ramona. Talked to his father, gave him our card, and said, we need to have AJ call in the show since he's a San Diego racer. And so he's been doing well, you know. He's learning the ropes. He's a young guy.
Sure.
But, yeah, so I met him and his family out there that on straightaway. It's a lot less stressful than meeting them in the pits. You know, sometimes when we walk around in the pits, you can just see on their faces, it's like, uh-oh.
Well, you're in their
work. They're busy.
You're in their workspace.
Yeah, so it was. I went around with the owner's daughter of the 12B that Joel Rayburn races, his daughter and I went around and, you know, we just talked to a whole bunch of people. Randy Waitman was there.
Ah, cool.
He says hello, and he brought his mom and or his wife and then their daughter and the granddaughter, too. They had the whole family there.
Excellent.
So it was nice to go around and just, you know, it was a nice little break in between qualifying and the main. And then the main, they were going to have a B main, but they decided just to have the A. And I think it was around 24 cars, maybe 25.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, did you know, I don't know how long you stayed, Chris Holt comes up to me and goes, "Hey, have you ever ridden on the Jeep with Old Timer?" Uh-huh.
So you got to be riding with Old Timer, huh?
He goes, "Go jump in." And I go, "What?" He goes, "I'll tell him. Don't worry. Let's go over there." I go in there and he's like, "Hey, how you doing? You know, it's his first time at the track," because Chris always does this for first timers. And I'm like, "No." And I'm thinking to myself, "Old Timer, I've seen what you do, and I don't know why I'm doing this right now."
And what he does, just so folks will know, he goes out and push starts the sprint cars.
Yeah, so if they stall out on a caution.
I thought you were starting them for the beginning of the race.
Oh, no. I got, you know, they had a caution. He goes, "Go jump in." So I'm thinking, "Oh, okay, I'll go around the track once and help push, you know, help him, you know, whatever, push start a car." There were so many cautions. It was like I was a, you know, a jinx or something. I was holding on for dear life because the minute we would settle back into the pits and wait, there was another one.
Yeah, and he doesn't go out there slowly. He gets out there like he's an ambulance.
No, there's a grab bar.
Oh, okay? Yeah. But like I said,
Shelly was laughing. I was telling Shelly, well, afterwards, she was laughing so hard. She goes, "Yeah, I could see you hanging on for dear life."
Well, if you want a real thrill, go ride in the fire truck. Because I'm telling you what, yeah. I did that at Cajon Speedway. And I'm telling you, if you're not paying attention, you'll end up eating dirt. Because those guys.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. They just jam up and they don't want to delay the race. They want to keep everything going. They have to check on everything. So yeah, I went around the track probably four or five times.
So now you have a new appreciation for the push guys.
Yeah. The push guys got a tough job.
Yeah. Cause yeah, they really do. I mean, you got to be able to get up on that race car and not damage it. You know, it's a lot of finesse that comes into it. But, once they touch that other car, you better be ready.
And they did not have him on any kind of a headset. So it was, we'd pull up to someone on one of the corners and go, "Where is it?"
Oh, wow.
If we put visual. Yeah, if we didn't have a visual on where the stall was, they would say it's on turn three or whatever, and we'd have to power down there. And at one point, we went all the way around, and he goes, "Well, that was a phantom." And I said, "No, it's right there. It's Brody." And Brody Rowe was pulling in because he had a mechanical problem. And they put it on a yellow to let him get in the pit safely.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so he was out about halfway on a mechanical. Big lead by Moose Racing, Austin Williams, who we've interviewed, or we want to interview. I keep bothering him. Every time I go up there, I bother him about it. So I bothered him again last night. But he was in the lead for, gosh, most of the race. And then he got tangled up in traffic. He lapped a driver, and they got tangled up. And so it was he got to the back. He battled his back way to sixth, but he couldn't get any further up than that. So I don't want to spoil the whole Paris segment, but but actually, I think we're the recap here is okay because we're going to have the Batmobile guy call in about last week's. Yeah, so the main was very good. It was a lot, a lot of cautions and a lot of cheering for Moose Racing. But it ended up Damian Gardner took the first place trophy.
Sweet. Sweet. All right, let's take a quick break. Hopefully Dirt Dude's calling in. He's not on the line yet. And Barona ran last night as well, so I'm sure he'll have a complete update right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Located at 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon, go to ElCajonMotors.com. For new, used, service, you name it, they can do it. They're family-owned and operated, and they will want you to be part of the family, whether you're buying or you're in the service department. They are a great bunch of folks, and they've got all the cars there. 80% of their trade-ins are from the community, so they don't go to the auction. They send to the auction. So if the car doesn't meet their strict requirements, off it goes. Take a run down there and check them out, and thank them for supporting Barona Speedway. Barona Speedway up 4 miles north of the casino right there on Wildcat Canyon Road. You can't miss the big monster sign. They ran last night, and we've got their world-famous announcer on the line, Dirt Dude. How you doing, bud?
Doing good. Doing good, man. How are you? How about you guys?
Doing awesome. How? Just living the dream. It's a little warm. I don't know where you're at, but I'm sure you're sitting in front of an air conditioner.
Well, I'm actually just doing stuff outside, working around. So it's not too bad in North County area. So I'm gonna, you know, it's one of those things you just got to deal with it. It was warm yesterday, and we had to deal with it. So once those things, you get through them, you know, so it's just another day.
So how was it last night at the track?
It was really good. A little warm during the day. We, you know, battling to keep the track, you know, in somewhat good condition till the sun drops down over the hill. It was just, once the sun went down, must have been 10 to 20 degrees difference. It was just super nice after we got a little bit of the, you know, the shade on the track and then recut it and watered it during intermission for the mains. And it was just a really good fast track after that. I mean, everyone I talked to said our dwarf car main event was one of the fastest and coolest that they've ever seen. And I mean, I'd say like, people that were racing the dwarf cars were actually like, dude, this thing was just with it last night. And we had 22 cars for our Border Wars race that we had for our dwarf cars, and they came all the way from Nevada, Arizona. In fact, the guy that won it was, let's see if I can get his name right, Derek Rosa, and he was from Pahrump, Nevada. So he came out and he kind of brought it on late in the game. So, I mean, they were fast, 3 wide, 4 wide. The track was just coming in for him. He started mid-pack and then just worked his way to the front. Last 5 laps, got to the front, battled between everyone else, and it was just a good race to the end. I got a lot of people to thank that helped us out for our Border Wars. ASI Plumbing and Heating. K1 Race Gear, they donated a race suit to first place, shoes to second place, and gloves to third place. Troy Dirt did the Hard Charger Award for out of town. Maximum Racing Oil for finishing 1, 2, 3, they gave them oil. Express Pipe and Supply did the Hard Charger Award for our locals. Go Fast Synthetics was another out of town Hard Charger Award. Pacific Island Brewery gave each one of the 1, 2, 3 top three growler, and then $100 to the winner. And Raz Barlow did the Dash for Cash, and Izzy Performance helped us out. And then we actually were talking about how the night went, and some guy comes out of the stands in this company, Superior Metal Finishes, and they are in, I'm trying to see on the backside of his card, in Spring Valley, Bancroft in Spring Valley. He's like, hey, I want to donate $300 worth of metal finishing work to whoever wins, just out of the stands.
How cool.
I was like, okay. Yeah. I was like, that's pretty cool. So, you know, that was cool to see. If I got time, I'm trying to go through everything that we got for results. We did something different last night. It was really cool. Troy came up. I'm not sure if it's Troy. The Salazar family came up with this idea. We did a raffle last night. And it was two different raffles, one for the grandstands and one for the pits. So we're trying to raise money to buy a new mini dwarf for the track to have. So when we have drivers come up there, like junior drivers or just fans, that, you know, want to experience a racing environment, you know, we can get people into it. So, like, low income or people that are, you know, that don't have the money to buy a car, we can actually, you know, start putting kids into it and getting them into racing. Mm-hmm. So, we actually have next race coming up. We have the Hornets are going to be coming out. That's those front-wheel drive cars.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
used them for celebrity races. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a bunch of them that are going to be coming, I think, from Arizona. And then, like, a local area around here, we have four. So there's going to be probably anywhere from 10 to 15. So we auctioned off two race cars to drive that night. So one for one person in the fan. In stands, and one person from the pits. I'm not sure if it's going to be a driver or a crewman or something like that. I don't know who won in the pits yet, but a 14-year-old kid won in the stands. He was excited. He was like, bought two tickets. They're $5 a piece. He bought two tickets, and he's like, I'm going to win. And he stood by the gate, the pit gate, because he knew he was going to win. So I called the number, and he's like, yeah, right here.
No. Wow.
And then I'm talking. I'm like, how old are you? He's like 14. I'm like, wow, they're right at that age. I think we're gonna make him. You know, he can race the Hornet class, and he's totally excited. We'll get him all the gear, and he next week our next race he'll be racing the Hornet.
Well, and then what we need to do after he races, we need to either have him come into studio or have him come into the studio, have him get the family, bring him down, and we'll put him on radio and have him talk about his experience.
Yeah, Troy has all his information, so I can get it from him. So we'll figure that out. Like I said, it's going to be a blast for this kid. I mean, I don't think he's raced before or anything. And then he won a chance to race a car. And it's like one of those things, like, the car, you don't have to worry about the car. You just show up and drive.
Yeah, it's called ride and drive. Called ride and drive.
Arrive and drive, and you don't have to worry about, you know, fixing whatever damage you do. And so it's like you go out and have fun. It should be a lot of fun next race that they're going to be doing that. The whole night went really great.
Can he reach the pedals?
I'm sure they're going to have him out practice night before, and they're going to, you know, get him comfortable in the car.
Yeah,
get a car adjusted to him. Give him some laps so he can, you know, see what the car is going to do. Front wheel drives are a little bit harder to handle than the rear wheel drives because, you know, it's pulling from the front. So when you get in the corners, it gets a totally different game.
Yeah.
And those ones, you got to kind of keep revved up because if you bog them down, you know, there goes all your speed and horsepower and everything.
Right. That ought to be a hoot. That ought to be fun.
It'll be really fun for this kid to get going on that. So we raised about $800 right now last night. We're going to try and do it again and see if we can raise maybe another $800. And we're going to actually say, like, we're going to purchase a mini dwarf race ready, and then we're going to find junior drivers to put in it for a night to race.
Well, what
that
we can do is I'll
get the experience.
I'll reach out to Tricia and maybe we can do something on KUSI to raise awareness and see it, because I'm sure once we do that, that should take care of paying for the car.
Yeah. So basically what it is for underprivileged kids that
are
never going to be able to afford anything or a race. It gives them a chance to get out there and see what it's like.
You know what the downside to that is, don't you? You know, that's like giving a kid a candy bar and say that's the last one you're going to get.
Well, it gives you incentive to get out there and find a sponsor, find someone that's going to let you drive their car.
Oh, yeah. Cut grass, clean yard, whatever it takes. Cause, oh, no, that's going to be a great motivator. Are you kidding? That's awesome. That is so awesome. Yeah. Well, and that's really what Barona Speedway is all about. It's all about family. It's all about getting kids involved. I can't tell you all the comments I got from Eric Evans bringing all those kids down to KUSI. I got people. I had three people stop me at breakfast this morning while I was eating, thanking me and saying, oh, that was the coolest segment. Oh, I can't believe it. Those kids were so cute, which they are, you know. So that's
The hardest part last night, we didn't have the junior drivers weren't there. So during our intermission, I'm trying to fill, an hour while they're cutting the track, 45 minutes while they're cutting the track. So I talked to one of our junior drivers that was there, Kelly Weitzel, and cutest thing. I mean, she was just rattling off, everything, what she likes about racing and everything. So I started talking to her, And she, I'm like, okay, well, who helps you and who gets you out here? Rattled off the sponsors like no one's business. Like, you know, she knew them right off the top of her head.
Cool.
And then, you know, I'm like, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? And she's like, I want to get a dwarf car so I can race my sister and beat my sister.
Hey, motivation is motivation is the way I look at it.
Yeah.
That it sounds like you had a really good night last night, and I knew once the sun went down, it would really become really nice.
Oh yeah! Once we cut the track after the sun started going down, we cut the track, watered it, and we did a good water on it. And the first 3-4 main events was just really good. We started off with our pure stock main event. We had actually 78 cars. The fan count was a little light last night, 450, but, you know, we were competing with so much.
Oh,
first off, you had the Bulls Only, right down the road from us.
Yep.
There was a country concert, then Gay Pride Parade. Paris had a sprint cars racing, I think. Yep. And then I think Ventura was racing modifieds.
Yeah.
They're normal, they're not sprint cars night.
Yeah, right.
So still pretty good for that.
Oh, heck
so,
yeah.
And our first race tonight was pure stocks. Patrick Hartley got a main event win. The dwarf cars was just a really good main event. I've been watching that one a couple times. We had wingless sprint cars there. Jarrett Kramer did a good show, and he got a main event win. In our street stocks, Mike Pridgen got around. Greg Mann got a main event win. And our IMC modifieds, we had Matt Hicks get around Bubba Stafford, and that was a good battle for the whole thing. And we actually had Jake Pike came all the way out of Nevada. Yeah, he was from Nevada, too. Came down with a modified because he's racing for series points for modifieds, Prime C modifieds. So he went to wherever he could for a race, and he did pretty good last night, too. Dennis Taylor got a main event win, and Eric Mulcheski got a main event win in our ponies. And that's how the night went. We're just looking forward to the next race.
I understand you had a fast time of 15.7 out of a dwarf car. Who was driving that?
No. It's a little bit off. 15.7 was for the wingless sprint car. The dwarf car was a 15.9.
Oh, well, geez, that's still two-tenths.
That's right close together.
Two-tenths?
Between, what's that?
Two-tenths? That's close.
Yeah. Between a sprint car, the smaller sprint car, the mini sprint, not a full-size 360 or 410, but it was, you know, the micro sprints, I think is what they call them, and a dwarf car, which is huge weight difference.
Yeah, way big. So,
Darren Brent. Darren Brown had the fastest time, but he didn't win last night.
Right.
So, these guys, like I said, these guys came from out of town, and they brought some A-game. That was like one of the best nights. I mean, 3-4 wide in dwarf cars. And they were just fast. I'm like, it's either going to be really scary, wrecky, crashing, destroying everything, or it's going to be amazingly fast. And it was amazingly fast. And actually, the guy that won is like, dude, I really like this track. He goes, I'll make it down here again sometime, you know, coming all the way from Nevada. I'm like, wow.
What's that old saying? Checkers or wreckers. I mean, you know, sometimes that's where the case may be. All right, buddy. Hey, well, thank you very much for taking time out of your Sunday and calling in. And the next race is when?
I have the schedule sitting here, and I'm trying to figure out where are we at.
It has to be July.
I think it's like what,
August?
The 13th?
Of August.
June, July. August 9th.
August 9th.
Oh, 27th. July 27th.
July 27th. All right. Cool.
July 27th.
Everybody download your schedule from Barona Speedway. Go to baronaspeedway.com. All right, buddy. Thanks a lot, and you have a great day.
You too. Have a good one.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, fastest half-mile track in our area anyway. And if you haven't been, it is absolutely the most fun you could ever possibly have. You need to check these guys out at parisautospeedway.com. That's parisautospeedway.com, located at 18700 Lake Paris Road, right there in Paris. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours tops from Alpine. So for you, maybe about an hour and a half, easy drive. Check it out. Right now, who we got as a guest there, Michelle?
Well, we got Jesse Gordon, and he is a Paris racer. He races actually at some other tracks too, but he's known because his car is so unique, and it's all styled out like Batman. So it's a Batmobile.
Absolutely. Are you there, Jesse?
Hey, Jesse?
Yeah, yeah. Hi. How are you guys doing?
Oh, hey. We're doing good. Glad to have you.
All right. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So how'd you do last weekend?
For the fourth, we always do a big, actually the past 2 years have been a big night of destruction event for the 4th of July, and put on a big fireworks show in front of a really good crowd, and I run the figure eights and the figure eight trailer. I finished second.
What? Did we lose you?
You hear me?
Oh, there you go. You came back. You must have turned around.
No. Yeah, I finished second in figure eight trailer and won the figure eight main event.
All right. Man, you can't beat that with a stick.
Yeah, it was not too bad. I've been trying real hard the past few years, especially in the figure eight class. Winning the championship the past 2 years. And trying to go for three in a row. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's not as easy as it looks, huh?
No, it's definitely not. You know, it's always a challenge. And, you know, there's some tough competitors, obviously, in the class that I compete with. But everybody's really, really genuine racers. We all get along and, on and off the track. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the coolest thing in it all. And I'll tell the folks what's so unique about your car.
My car, it's actually just a IMCA modified chassis, and me and my dad, we set it up. We build our own engines and everything, but we made the body ourselves. And figure eight cars usually have the billboard side panels, and we decided to sculpt ours kind of into a back bat wing shape, and It worked out pretty well, so it really stands out. It looks just like a Batmobile kind of car.
What did the car start out as originally?
It was it's actually a 2006 Victory Circle modified chassis. So that's that's what it started out as.
Gotcha.
In a circle track.
So did that work out for what you're using it for now?
Yeah. The car, I really have no complaints. It's been a really good car, really fast, really hooks up really well in the dirt.
Huh. And the kids love it. They just love that car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the kids, the fans, that's all we're there for, is to put on a good show for all the spectators and kind of get them interested in racing themselves and start a new generation, to get involved in racing.
So, do you dress up in a Batman uniform?
No.
Not going that far, huh? Don't you want to put some pointy ears on your helmet? That would be cute.
Yeah, they wanted me to wear a cape, and I haven't done anything yet. But,
yeah, you know what? It'd be just your luck. You'd be screaming around the track, and some way, somehow, that cape will get in the way somewhere, somehow. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. Yeah,
well, maybe he could just wear it, because you guys did that thing where you give out the candy at the intermission and sit on the straight and have the kids come out, right? So maybe you could wear it for that.
Yeah, I mean, my parents want me to. I'd have to get one, but yeah, we definitely could do something like that for the kids, and they always associate me as Batman, but that's them associating me as that. But it's cool, it puts a smile on their face.
Sure. Oh, are you kidding? Right. They must love it.
Well, and plus just giving away candy. I mean, just last night when I was there, the kids just absolutely love it. They get to get right up close with the racers. Their eyes are just big as saucers. I'm sure there was a whole big group around your car last weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I always sign photos, autographs or T-shirts. I have some T-shirts I give away for kids and candy.
Cool.
Lots of different things, sponsor cards and stuff. So,
I think they call those hero cards.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So,
all right, now tell us about your new sponsor.
Oh, you got a new sponsor.
Yeah, I got a few actually. So I've had Davis Trenching on board for the past 4 years of racing, and then I've also got Caritas Tires, a new Kaipa. They've been a really good working on my race car and my regular cars. They're really good. AMSOIL is my old sponsor, and my new sponsors that I got recently, Creative Wraps, down there in San Bernardino, and they also have a location in Yucaipa. Mike does really good work, wrapping anything commercial or any of your automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
And, I also got United Window Tint. He's always done really good tint work on my house and my vehicles. And Pink Cheeks Tanning Salon. They're awesome, too. yeah, so I've got a good amount of sponsors. They're helping me out, and that's what kind of adds to my success a little bit.
I wanted to know if Creative was going to do a Batman wrap for you. Is that in the works?
That's kind of in the works. Yeah, I've been talking with Mike to try and get maybe something going and maybe work on a different kind of theme. Well, same theme, but, different kind of wrap on it and get a different look.
Yeah, he's the man. He's actually a friend of mine. I've known him for probably 8 years. And, yeah, he'll set you up. He's got really good designers. He'll make your car look just so professional. You won't believe it.
Yeah, he does really good work. Yeah, he's good. So any racers out there that definitely need any work on their cars, he's a good one.
Absolutely. No, I love it when.
Yeah, I think he's gonna help me with my Miata.
Oh yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well.
Right, so when's your next race?
Next race. Yeah, next race is actually July 27th. Coming up here in a couple weeks at Paris Auto Speedway. And then I think we only have 3 more for the rest of the year, but currently leading the figure 8 points by about like 24, and I think I'm tied for figure 8 trailer in points, tied for first.
Well, that's
so
great.
Do you think you'll run both? You think you're gonna run?
What was that, Michelle?
Do you think you're going to run both again on the 27th, both the trailer and the figure eight?
Yeah. That's the plan this year, running just those two events, figure eight trailer. And, it gets wild. it's a lot of abuse on me and the car. But the past couple of years, I've done 3. I would do demo cross as well. And that was pretty wild.
Yeah.
I cut it down a little bit this year, so.
Yeah, that's a little hard on the equipment too.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've gone through a lot of parts the past couple of years.
Yeah, there's not much you can do about that. Well, I tell you what, it sounds like you're having a blast.
Yeah, oh yeah. I definitely can't complain. It's always a fun time there. I'm actually, out of all my racing that I've done in my years, I'd say I'm having the most fun doing what I'm doing right now. So
that's cool. Well, if you get the old hot rod rewrapped, you don't even have to wait for that. But I would love to have the Batmobile down here in San Diego for a KUSI segment. I think it'd be a hoot.
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd look forward to that.
Yeah, and like I said, when you tell your advertisers, hey, thanks, I have an opportunity to put you on the number one watch morning show in San Diego County. Plus, we're on the web and we're all over the place. So I would love to be able to help you out, really.
Yeah, I would look forward to that. I'd really appreciate that, Dave.
Okay, well, you know how to get a hold of me, right? If not, Scott Delosio has all my contact info.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can get a hold of you.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. All right, anything else before we let you go?
Just everybody who hasn't seen Night of Destruction, I would suggest it's worth definitely the drive to come up there and
sure.
Watch it. Definitely a fun event. Lots of families bring their kids, and you're guaranteed to see some destruction that night. And And so we had, like I said, we got a lot of candy and a lot of stuff to hand out for the kids, and it's a good time.
All right. All right, buddy. Hey, well, we're going to go ahead and let you go again. How do people follow you around?
Yeah. Yeah. People can access me on my Facebook, Jesse Gordon Racing. And I have links to all my sponsors if you want to get a hold of them as well on the, on my webpage. And you can also send me a friend request on Facebook as well. Get a hold of me.
There you go. All right, buddy. Well, thanks a lot. Be safe, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Michelle.
All right, folks.
Thank you, Jesse.
We're going to take a quick break, but I got to tell you, I've got an awesome interview lined up with Bobby Rahal. He just got the International Motor Racing Research Center's Argent Singer Award, which there's only been six other drivers or six other motorsport people to get it. So definitely take a listen when we get back right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net for all your needs for cars, trucks, race cars, dune buggies. That's right. They do it all. They got one of the best computer tuners in there. And I'm telling you, if you ever need it, that's where you need to be. Check them out at Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Again, CertifiedCarCare.net. Hey, interviewed Bobby Rahal. He just won the International Motor Racing Research Center Award. Take a listen.
All right, folks. You know, I've got one of my idols. And yes, I don't say that to very many people. But if you're a motorsport enthusiast, Bobby Rahal, when that name rings, boy, I tell you, Indy kicks up first. But his career is long and rich. And one thing Bobby has done since his career started is not only was he a top-notch driver, but he gave back once he got out of the car. I mean, everything from being involved in Indy, IMSA, E-Pace Jag, E-Trophy Series, and the International Motor Racing Research Center honors him, and I truly mean that, with the Argent Singer Award. And we've got Bobby on the line. Hey, Bobby, were you kind of surprised? Because you seem kind of humble about these.
Well, I mean, first, thanks for having me on the show. Well, I mean, you have to be, I don't know if you can, you know, I think it would be a little arrogant to think that you would expect to win these awards. I mean, these don't come easy. And, you know, you look at the people who win these types of awards that preceded me, you know, Mario Andretti, Roger Penske, Jim France. I mean, it's a, you know, Brian Redman. I mean, there's a lot of people who've done tremendous things in the business, in the sport. And so naturally, when they informed me that they were going to give me the award, I was extremely flattered and very appreciative. And once again, you know, and having been involved with the research center over the years and knowing everything that's going on there to really create the best repository of the history of motor racing, not just from in this country, but around the world, you know, it's just really something to be attached to that and to be recognized by that center.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to reach out to the center because I kind of have the same mindset. Because I've been around as long as I have, I try my best to get drivers and owners from days gone by to just sit on radio with me and talk about the history of motorsports, because I think that if we can get more and more younger generation excited about what you had to go through to get to where racing is today, I mean, e-racing, are you kidding me? Actually, I love this sport. I think it's great. But to have that and then be honored at the same way, you know, like I said, it was an award well deserved. But, you know, again, it's just an award. You're still working, what, 6 days a week?
At least.
I was trying to give you Sunday off. And so what are you involved in? What gets you up in the morning now? Uh-oh. Did I lose you?
Uh-oh. No?
Oh, there you are. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Turn to the left. So what gets you up in the morning now? What are you really involved in right at this point?
Well, you know, the racing team, teams, I should say, plural. You know, the IndyCar team, obviously, the IMSA team with BMW. You know, we've been involved with BMW now. This is our 11th year with them, and that's a relationship that's very important to me, both as a team owner. I'm also a BMW dealer, so, you know, that's a very important association. Then, of course, the E-Pace Trophy with the I-Pace Jaguar, you know, that's important because I think that's a, you know, a new type of, you know, it's motorsports, you know, a different sort of world, I guess, different kind of racing, but still racing. And, you know, and, but of course the big thing for me is the IndyCar program, you know, with Graham and the Takuma Sato driving and, you know, there's nothing, you know, you're up against the best teams in the country, maybe some of the best in the world, Roger Penske, Chip Ganassi, you know, teams like that. So when you go out and beat them on any given day, it feels pretty good. So, you know, that's a good, you know, that passion for motorsports, passion for automobiles is as real today for me at 66 as it was when I was 10 years old.
Yeah. And do you get involved in looking for young talent? Do you go around a different racetrack, you know, put on a wig and a pair of sunglasses, yeah, and just go see what's, yeah, out there?
No, not really. Certainly there's people that will call you up and say, hey, you know, you ought to take a look at this young guy or whatever. I frankly don't have the time.
Right. Yeah, I got four kids right now I could talk to you about, but I know that's not what you do. But you're right. There is so much young talent coming up right now that it really kind of makes the teams, you know, it's kind of, you know, they can pick and choose at whatever level they want to get into. And it's great, right, to see more females getting in. We interviewed Catherine Legg, who drives I-Pace, and I've seen her win one of the races, and I reached out and I got her, mm-hmm, on air. Because I think, you know, not only does I-Pace need as much exposure, but the female side of racing, because I tell you, these girls can drive.
Right. Well, and there's more of them, and yeah, that's just going to continue to grow, you know, for sure, in the years to come. So, and there's going to be a lot of Danica Patricks out there.
Yep.
You see them all racing today in various categories, whether it's NASCAR or sports car racing or wherever. So that's not going to go away. And, you know, one of these days, I don't think there's any question that you'll have, you know, a woman at some point.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. All right, man. Hey, I'm going to let you go because I know you're busy as can be, and I appreciate you taking time out of your day, and congratulations on the Art Singer Award. That is great. I can't thank you enough, and truly, truly, truly well-deserved. And, folks, if you've never heard of International Motor Racing Research Center, just Google it. It's a nonprofit, 501c. Anything you can do to help, they would be truly appreciative. They collect all of the history of motorsports. So if you happen to have some old stuff maybe tucked in the closet, you don't know what that belonged to your grandfather, your great grandfather, who knows? Maybe they could use it to help, you know, enhance their research center. All right, Bobby. Hey,
there you go.
I look forward to seeing you down the road, and we'll definitely do this again. I want to, you know, talk about some of the race teams that you're involved in and give them some opportunity to talk to the Southern California listener.
All right, well, thank you so much. Hope to talk soon.
All right, take care, buddy.
All right, folks. Hey, you know, I love Bobby Rahal. I don't know if anybody else likes Bobby Rahal, but I do. Are you a Bobby Rahal fan, Michelle?
Of course, you know, a veteran of the Indy 500s, you know, going in person and watching Rahal Letterman racing, you know, they're legends, like you had said, you know, and he's in that atmosphere with the Bobby Unsers and all the other movers and shakers in racing in so many other places other than just IndyCar, obviously.
And it's so cool that he's still active, still going strong. Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Well, and it's so good that that he got recognized, you know, and I think that was really the coolest part.
Well, I think this is the tip of the iceberg. I think you're going to start seeing more of this, more awards, and we'll have to interview him again because he's going to start getting more recognition for what he's done for motorsports.
So, yeah. So I have to kind of say this off, you know, I'm saying this off air. Yeah, right. So him and I were off air, and we were just chatting, and I says, okay, you got to tell me, how is it having John Force as, part of the family now? He just laughed. He goes, it is a thrill a minute. He says, it's never a dull moment.
Oh my that guy God. Has
Can you
more
imagine?
Energy. Well.
Yeah, and he's 60, you know, what is he, 60 yeah. something years old, almost 70.
Yeah, he's got a long ways to go. And, John Force is a force.
He is a right? force to be reckoned with.
There is, you are never going to have a boring Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah, you really aren't. I mean, no way. Did you ever watch his TV series that him and his family put together?
No, I didn't know they had one. I guess I missed that while I was having kids. And
Well, it hurt his season really bad because, you know, when you're trying to concentrate on TV and a race career, he didn't do well that. But it was such a – it was like Beverly Hills Housewives, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The drama.
I can't think of the name of the series, but if you ever get a chance, I'm sure you'll be able to Google it or find it someplace on YouTube. But, oh, my gosh, it was just – I mean, it was really funny. I mean, his whole menu was peanut butter and crackers. That's what he lived on.
Man after my own heart. Yeah. I live on peanut butter too. Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's an interesting question. I'm glad that you asked him. What the Ray Hall household has to, what it's like now with Mr. Force and the girls on board, because the girls aren't exactly shrinking violets either. I mean, I bet it's a party.
Yeah, absolutely.
That family now. That's cool. Very, very cool. Yeah. That was a good interview.
I thought you'd like it. All right, we're going to go ahead and hit the dusty trail. Michelle, thanks for hanging in. And we will chat.
And like us on Racer Radio. Don't forget. Like us on the Racer Radio page on Facebook.
Absolutely. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. But don't forget, Gun Sports Radio is in the wings. You don't want to leave because the news is hot. And you want to get it only here on Gun Sports Radio, KCBQ. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.